Be thou assured, good Cassio, I will do all my abilities in thy behalf.
Good madam, do. I know it grieves my husband as if the case were his.
Oh, that's an honest fellow. Do not doubt, Cassio, but I will have my lord and you again as friendly as you were.
Francis, madam. Whatever shall become of Michael Cassio, he's never anything but your true servant.
Oh, sir, I thank you. You do love my lord. You have known him long. And be you well assured, he shall in strangeness stand no farther off than in a politic distance.
Aye, but lady, that policy may last so long that I, being absent and my place supplied, my general will forget my love and service.
Do not doubt that. Before Amelia here, I give thee warrant. My lord shall never rest. I'll watch him tame and talk him out of patience. His bed shall seem a school, his board a shrift. I'll intermingle everything he does with Cassio's suit. Therefore be merry, Cassio, for thy solicitor shall rather die than give thy cause away.
Madam, here comes my lord.
Madam, I'll take my leave.
Why, stay and hear me speak.
Madam, not now. I am very ill at ease, unfit for mine own purposes.
Well, to your discretion.
Ah, I like not that.
What does that say?
Nothing, my lord. Or if, I know not what.
Was not that Cassio parted from my wife?
Cassio, my lord? Sure. I cannot think it that he would sneak away so guilty-like, seeing you coming.
I do believe it was he.
Come now, my lord. I have been talking with a suitor here.
Mm-hmm.
A man that languishes in your displeasure.
Who is, do you mean?
Why, your Lieutenant Cassio. Good, my lord, if I have any grace or power to move you, his present reconciliation take. For if he be not one that truly loves you, that errs in ignorance and not in cunning, I have no judgment in an honest face. I prithee call him back.
Went he hence now?
Yes, faith, so humble that he hath left part of his grief with me to suffer with him. Good love, call him back.
Not now, sweet Desdemon, some other time.
But shall be shortly.
The sooner, sweet, for you.
Shall be tonight at supper.
No, not tonight. I meet the captains at the Citadel.
Why, then tomorrow night, or Tuesday morn, or Tuesday noon, or night, or Wednesday morn. I pray name the time, but let it not exceed 3 days. When shall he come? Tell me, Othello, I wonder in my soul what you would ask me that I should deny, or stand so mammering on. What, Michael Cassio, that came a-wooing with you, and so many a time when I have spoke of you dispraisingly, hath ta'en your part?
Prithee, no more. Let him come when he will. I will deny thee nothing.
Why, this is not a boon. 'Tis as I should entreat you wear your glove.
Whereon I do beseech thee, grant me this, to leave me but a little to myself.
Shall I deny you? No. Farewell, my lord. Amelia, come. Be it as your fancies teach you. Whate'er you be, I am obedient.
Excellent wretch. Perdition catch my soul. But I do love thee. And when I love thee not, chaos has come again.
My noble lord.
What does that say, Iago?
Did Michael Cassio, when you wooed my lady, know of your love?
He did, from first to last. Why dost thou ask?
But for a satisfaction of my thought. No further harm.
Why of thy thought, Iago?
I did not think he had been acquainted with her.
Oh, yes, and went between us very oft.
Indeed.
Indeed. Indeed. Discernst thou aught in that? Is he not honest?
Honest, my lord?
Honest, I honest.
My lord, for aught I know.
What dost thou think?
Think, my lord.
Think, my lord. By heaven, he echoes me. As if there was a monster in his thoughts too hideous to be shown. That doth mean something. I heard thee say, but now thou likest not that, when Cassio left my wife. What didst thou like? And when I told thee he was of my counsel, in my whole course of wooing, thou criedst, indeed. As if thou then had shut up in thy brain some horrible conceit. If thou dost love me, show me thy thoughts.
My lord, you know I love you.
I think thou dost. And for I know thou'rt full of love and honesty, and waste thy words before thou givest them breath. Therefore these stops of thine frighten me the more.
For Michael Cassio, I dare be sworn, I think that he is honest.
I think so too.
Men should be what they seem, or those that be not, would they might seem none.
Certain men should be what they seem.
Why then, I think Cassio's an honest man.
Nay, there's more in this. I prithee speak to me as to thy thinking, as thou dost ruminate, and give thy worst of thoughts the worst of words.
Good my lord, pardon me. Though I am bound to every act of duty, I am not bound to that all slaves are free to. What are my thoughts? Why? Say they are vile and false.
Thou dost conspire against thy friend, Iago. If thou but thinkst him wrong, then makest his ear a stranger to thy thoughts.
No, I do beseech you, if it were not for your quiet, nor your good, nor for my manhood, honesty, and wisdom, to let you know my thoughts.
What dost thou mean?
Good name in man and woman, dear my lord, is the immediate jewel of their souls. Who steals my purse, steals trash, is something, nothing. But he that filches from me my good name robs me of that which not enriches him and makes me poor indeed.
By heaven, I'll know thy sort.
Oh, beware, my lord, of jealousy. It is the green-eyed monster which doth mock the meat it feeds on. That cuckold lives in bliss, who certain of his fate loves not his wronger. But oh, what damned minutes tell the hour? Who don'ts yet doubts, suspects yet fondly loves?
Mystery.
Good God, the souls of all my tribe defend from jealousy.
Why? Why is this? Think'st thou I'd make a life of jealousy? To follow still the changes of the moon with fresh suspicions? No. To be once in doubt is once to be resolved. It is not to make me jealous. To say my wife is fair, loves company, is free of speech, sins, plays and dances well. Where virtue is, these are more virtuous. Nor from mine own weak merits will I draw the smallest fear or doubt of her revolt. For she had eyes and chose me. No, Iago, I'll see before I doubt. When I doubt, prove. And on the proof, there is no more but this. Away at once with love or jealousy.
I'm glad of this. For now I shall have reason to show the love and duty that I bear you with franker spirit. Therefore, as I am bound, receive it from me. I speak not yet of proof. Look to your wife. Observe her well with Cassio. I know our country disposition well. In Venice they do let God see the pranks they dare not show their husbands. Their best conscience is not to leave undone, but to keep unknown.
Dost thou say so?
She did deceive her father, marrying you. And when she seemed to shake and fear your looks, she loved them most.
And so she did.
Why, go to them. She, that so young, could give out such a seeming to seal her father's eyes up close as oak. He thought 'twas witchcraft. But I am much to blame. I humbly do beseech you of your pardon for too much loving you.
I am bound to thee forever.
I see this hath a little dashed your spirits.
Not a jot, not a jot.
In faith, I fear it has. I hope you will consider what is spoke comes from my love. But I do see your mood.
No, not much moved. I do not think my Desdemona is honest.
Long live she so, and long live you to think so.
And yet, how nature, erring from itself.
Aye, there's the point. That's to be bold with you. Not to affect many proposed matches of her own clime, complexion, and degree. Where do we see in all things nature tends? How? One may smell in such a will most rank, foul disproportion, thoughts unnatural. But, pardon me, I do not in position distinctly speak of her, though I may fear her will, recoiling to a better judgment, may fall to match you with her country forms, and happily repent.
Farewell, farewell. If more thou dost perceive, let me know more. Set on my wife to observe. Leave me, Iago.
My lord, I take my leave.
Why did I marry? This honest creature doubtless sees and knows more, much more than he unfolds.
My lord, I would I might entreat your honor to scan this thing no further. Leave it to time. Although 'tis fit that Cassio have his place, for sure he fills it up with great ability. Yet, if you please to hold him off a while, you shall by that perceive him and his means. Note, if your lady strain his entertainment with any strong or vehement importunity, much will be seen in that. In the meantime, let me be thought too busy in my fears, as worthy cause I have to fear I am, and hold her free. I do beseech your honor. I once more take my leave.
This fellow's of exceeding honesty. and knows all qualities through the learned spirit of human dealings.
Oh, curse of marriage! That we can call these delicate creatures ours and not their appetites. I'd rather be a toad and live upon the vapor of a dungeon than keep a corner in the thing I love for others' uses. That's why Desdemona comes. If she be false-souled, then heaven box itself. I'll not believe it.
How now, my dearest fellow? Your dinner in the generous island is by you invited to attend your presence.
Yeah, I am to blame.
Why do you speak so faintly? Are you not well?
I have a pain upon my forehead here.
Faith, that's with watching. It will away again. Let me but bind your head. Within this hour it will be well.
Your kerchief is too little. Let it alone. Come, I'll go in with you.
I'm very sorry that you are not well.
Glad I have found this kerchief. This was her first remembrance from the moor. My wayward husband had 100 times wooed me to steal it, but she so loves the token that she reserved it evermore about her to kiss and talk to. I'll have a copy made and give Tiago. What he will do with it, heaven knows, not I. I'm nothing but to please his fantasy.
How now? What do you hear alone?
Do not you chide. I have a thing for you.
A thing for me? It is a common thing. To have a foolish wife.
No, is that all? What will you give me now for that handkerchief the Moor first gave to Desdemona? That which so often you did beg me steal?
I've stolen it from her.
In faith, she let it drop, but now by negligence. And to the advantage, I being here took it up.
Ah, good wench. Get it to
you. What will you do with it? That you have been so earnest to have me steal it.
Why, what is that to you?
If it be not for some purpose of import, give me again, poor lady. She'll run mad when she shall lack it.
Be not, you know not. I have use for it. Go! Leave me. I will, in Cassio's lodging, lose this kerchief and let him find it. Trifles light as air are to the jealous confirmation strong as proofs of holy writ. This may do something. The Moor already changes with my poison. Dangerous conceits are in their nature's poisons, which at the first are scarce found to distaste, but with a little act upon the blood, burn like the mines of sulphur. Look where he stands. Not poppy, nor mandragora, nor all the drowsy syrups of the world shall ever medicine thee to that sweet sleep which thou owedst yesterday.
Why, how now, General? No more of that.
Lord, be gone. Thou hast set me on the rack. I swear it is better to be much abused than but to know it a little.
How now, my lord?
What sense had I for stolen hours of lust? I saw it not, thought it not. It harmed not me. I slept the next night well, was free and merry. I found not Cassio's kisses on her lips.
I am sorry to hear this.
Oh, now forever. Farewell, the tranquil mind. Farewell, content. Farewell. A fellow's occupation's gone.
Is it possible, my lord?
Villain! Beside that proof, my love, a whore. Be sure of it. Give me the ocular proof. For by the worth of man's eternal soul, thou hadst better have been born a dog than answer my wicked wrath.
It's come to this.
Make me to see it, or at least so prove it, that the probation bear no hinge, nor loop to hang a doubt on, or woe upon thy life.
My noble lord!
To slander her, and so to me, never pray more. Abandon all remorse, for nothing canst thou to damnation add greater than that done.
Oh, grace! Oh, heaven, defend me! Are you a man? A
Have you a soul or sense? Oh, monstrous world, take note. To be direct and honest is not safe. I thank you for this prophet, and from hence I'll love no friend, since love breathes such offense.
Look, stay. Thou shouldst be honest.
I should be wise, for honesty's a fool and loses that it works for.
By the world, I think my wife be honest and think she is not. I think that thou art just and think thou art not. I'll have some proof. Her name, that was as fresh as Diane's visage, is now begrimed and black as mine own face. Would I were satisfied?
I see, sir, you are eaten up with passion. I do repent me that I put it to you. You would be satisfied.
Would? Nay, I will.
But how, my lord? Would you, the supervisor, grossly gape on, behold her top?
Death and damnation! Oh!
It were a tedious difficulty, I think, to bring them to that prospect. Were they as prime as goats, as hot as monkeys?
Give me a living reason she's disloyal.
I do not like the office. But since I'm entered in this cause so far, I will go on. I lay with Cassio lately, and being troubled with a raging tooth, I could not sleep. There are a kind of men so loose of soul that in their sleeps will mutter their affairs. One of this kind is Cassio. In sleep I heard him say, "Sweet Desdemona, let us be wary. Let us hide our loves." And then, sir, would he grip and wring my hand, cry, "Oh, sweet creature," and then kiss me hard, as if he plucked up kisses by the roots that grew upon my lips. And then laid his leg over my thigh and sighed and kissed and then cried, "Cursed fate that gave thee to the moor."
Oh, monstrous! Monstrous! I'll tear her all to pieces.
Nay, but be wise. Yet we see nothing done. She may be honest yet. Tell me this. Have you not sometimes seen a handkerchief spotted with strawberries in your wife's hand?
I gave her such a one. It was my first gift.
No, I know not that. But such a handkerchief did I today see Cassio wipe his beard with.
If it be that.
If it be that, or any that was hers, it speaks against her with the other proofs.
Now do I see it is true. Look here, Iago. All my fond love thus do I blow to heaven. Tis gone. Arise, black vengeance, from thy hollow cell. Yield up, O love, thy crown and hearted throne to tyrannous hate. O blood, Iago, blood!
Your patience, I say. Your mind perhaps may change.
Never, Iago. My bloody thoughts, with violent pace, shall never look back, never ebb to humble love, till that a capable and wide revenge swallow them up. Now, by yon marble heaven, in the due reverence of a sacred vow, I here engage my word.
Witness, you ever-burning lights above, you elements that clip us round about, witness that here Iago doth give up the execution of his wit and heart to wronged Othello's service. Let him command, and to obey shall be in me remorse, what bloody work soever.
I greet thy love, not with vain thanks, but with acceptance bounteous, and will upon the instant put thee to it. Within these 3 days, let me hear thee say that Cassio's not alive.
My friend is dead. 'Tis done at your request, but let her live.
Damn her, you minx. Damn her! Damn her! Come, go with me apart. I will withdraw to furnish me with some swift means of death for the fair devil. Now art thou my lieutenant.
I am your own forever.